साहिब साच นายปะเคียเป่าอปารอาเคนมังเฮเดห์เดห์ดาเตเกเรดาตารเฟรเกอเกรักขียาเจตเดสัยดาร์บาร์มโหเกโบลันโบลียาเจตสุนเตเรเปียร์อเมริตเวลาสัจนาววดเอไอวิจารกรมีอาวะคัปปรานัตรีโมขดวารนานเกเอวะจานียาสับอาเปสัจยารสัจจาสาหิบสัจนายปักขยาปาวอปารวาเฮกุรุจีกาขาลสาวาเฮกุรุจีกีฟัตเต
ปัญสุขารโยกุรุขาลสาสัตว์นิจีWe are blessed to be in the presence of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj, who has once again, in their infinite compassion, in their infinite mercy,extended their hand, opened up their heart and their doors today, and brought us into their blessed presence, that we can learn about the divine teachings contained in the Pavitra Vani, the trunk of the tree, that Sri Japji Sahib. And last week, we learned about the questions that were posed by the Siddhas, those holy ascetics,that were trying to test Guru Nanak, and through posing their questions, they ultimately learned the highest of all truths, as contained in the message of Japji Sahib. Last week, the Siddhas were asking Guru Nanak to explain and describe the strength that Vaheguru contains, to speak of their virtues, to speak of their gifts.And Guru Nanak replied so beautifully, so perfectly, Gave Kortan, Hove Kisetan, that who could speak of the strength of that one who is able to take souls from bodies and place them into another? Gave Kortan, Jane Nisan, that who can speak of those gifts? Only that one who has received the gifts can speak of such gifts. And the Siddhas went on to speak to Guru Nanak and ask Guru Nanak to say, okay,You've spoken that the value of their gifts cannot be fully understood. But will a time ever come when these gifts run out? And Guru Nanak, again, so beautifully, they say, Denda de lende takhai, juga jugantar, kahi kai. That, in fact, why those gifts, the Creator's gifts, that one who sustains us and gives us the breath that we need to breathe and the heart that needs to beat, that their gifts will never run out.And in fact, we will grow tired, we will grow weary of receiving these gifts, but in fact the gifts never run out. That through singing God's praises, we are imbued with strength, and that if we are given the ability to become a path walker, through the strength of Vaheguru, that the path itself is one of shukrana, of appreciation, and of gratitude. And the Siddhas are speaking to Guru Nanak, and as they are posing their questions,And the answers are coming, and the truth is being revealed. Now, they're speaking to Guru Nanak, and this week, we're going to consider this the fourth body in Japji Sahib. And the Siddhas are asking Guru Nanak some questions. And this body is so beautiful, I was struggling to think of how we're going to be able to contain any sort of a detailed understanding or comprehension of Guru Nanak's teachings in such limited time.When we learned last week that even if we had all of the time in the world, gata gata gati koti koti koti, we learned last week that even if we did the gata a million and million times over, that we would never get to the end of Vaheguru or their beautiful gifts of glory. So even with all the time in the world, we're going to struggle with 45 minutes and East London timing, yeah, having started 10 minutes late, we're really going to struggle. So what we're going to do with this body, we're going to split it over 2 weeks so that we can try and take some of the sweetness from this wonderful, wonderful teaching. The Sits are going to begin with asking three questions to Guru Nanak, and we'll see how we go from there. Hanji.
Sacha Sahib Sachinai Pakhya Pao Apare.
So the Sits say to Guru Nanak, wow, this Lord which never comes, whose gifts never run out. This one whose gifts will never run out, we will grow weary of receiving them. This surely must be one great king. But Guru Nanak, like all kings, a kingdom's kingdom comes to an end. Either their reign falls when they pass, or should they be so unlucky, they're defeated in battle and their kingdom is overrun by another. They are usurped by a third. Tell us, this creator which you sing the praising of, this king which you speak of, when was their time? When were they king of this place? And when did their time come to an end? And Guru Nanak Devi replies, Hanji.
Sacha Sahib.
Guru Nanak Devi says, Sacha Sahib. This ain't no king like you've ever seen before. The Creator, the one who's given you life, who's imbued you with that beautiful heart, who gives you the oxygen to breathe and the trees to take away that which is your excrement, and then converts it back into oxygen again for you to breathe once again. This king was never born. They are Adisaj. They were true before time even came to be. They are Adisaj. They were true when time was created. He be such. Even at this very moment, we should take faith and solace and comfort from the fact that in all of our difficulties, all around us, at every moment, they are true. And says Guru Nanak Devji, Nanak Hosi be such. That Guru Nanak says, yo, they will always be true. You see, Guru Nanak is using the word Satya. And in modern language, Punjabi, we translate Satya to like true. Or like, don't lie. But Satya has a much more beautiful, deeper, if you want, mathematical meaning. Satya means that thing which is never changing, never ending, and was never born, will never come to an end. So when we think of such, we should understand that Gurbani is saying only that thing which is true, only that thing is true, which will never come to an end, which will never be born, that will never be changing. And in this way, we can say Paramatma, the Creator, will always be true. Guru Nanak is saying this king, this Wahiguru, this Paramatma, Akal Purakh, who is beyond death, that they are Satya Sahib, that they are a king who never ruled over a period of time, but ruled in fact throughout all of time, and before time, and when times will come to an end. Guru Nanak is saying that Sacha Sahib, but we can also understand, another way we can look at this meaning, is Sacha Sahib is referring to Guru Sahib. Because oftentimes you'll hear, in colloquial terms, you'll hear people refer to Guru as He Sacha Pacha. It's something that we may have heard our parents or our grandparents refer to, or when the Gyanis do not das, they say, He Sacha Pacha, meaning the true king. So we've always very affectionately referred to Guru Nanak, Guru Har Gobind Sahib, all of the Gurus, the one Guru, as Sacha Pacha. And to understand what Guru Nanak is saying, that this king, that Guru, is Sacha Pacha, we go back now to the time of Guru Har Gobind Sahib Maharaj. Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji was the sixth Guru of the Sikhs. They were described as being about 6 foot 6 tall. They were so strong that if you gave them a coin, they could rub the face of a coin with their fingers. And they would ride a horse. First, they were very keen about riding horses and Shastra Vidya. They were often trained. They were trained in Shastra Vidya, the knowledge of weapons, and they would encourage the Sikhs at the time to be warriors, to be swordsmen. And they were known and respected all across the lands as Mili Bili the Malak, meaning that one who would rule in a physical sense, wearing a sword of justice and dharma, but also Bili. They were a great Bili, they were a great saint, they were the Guru. And Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, being recognized and known across the land as the successor of Guru Nanak, the sixth form of Guru Nanak, they were invited to go and they were requested to go and visit the emperor at the time, whose name was Jahangir. Jahangir was the Mughal ruler, and They requested that Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji Maharaj give their blessed darshan to the emperor. And Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, they acquiesce, they accede to this request. And they go to Delhi. And when they're in Delhi, Jahangir and Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, they go hunting together. And they come across this lion that is so very fierce that all of the warriors, it's described in our Itihas, and by Ganga Vajrasinghi, that all of the warriors grow very scared and they run away. Even Jahangir's elephant takes flight at the sight of this elephant, at the sight of this very fierce lion. And Jahangir turns to Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji and says, this lion is terrorizing all the people. Will you face this lion? And Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, that one who is nirbhaya, who is without any fear, and also nirvan, without any enemy or enmity towards any living creature or being, they go forward deep into the jungle to face this lion. And it is said that the lion is wagging its tail, not as a dog does when it's happy, but when a lion is doing that, it's a sign of aggression, that it's going to charge, that it is this, that the land beneath the lion's feet, they are the king of the jungle, and by wagging his tail, it's saying, this is my place. But of course, there's only one king of all lands, and that is Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. And it is said that as all the warriors run away, Guru Har Gobind Sahib, they take their dal, they take their shield in their hand, and they butt it into the face of the lion, and with the city side, they slay the lion, without no hesitation, without no regrets. See, what happened next, sometimes we might ask the question, why would Guru Sahib go hunting? The Guru Sahib, they were Sacha Sahib, they were a king. And in those times, and it was the way of royalty to hunt. But Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji wasn't hunting for Jong, they wasn't just hunting for their own pleasure, as shall be evident for what transpired next. When Guru Har Gobind Sahib slayed that lion, out of the lion's body came a soul, a ji, and it started to ascend towards the heavens. Jahangir, the Mughal emperor, is looking on in disbelief. And they say to Guru Har Gobind Sahib, who is this? Guru Har Gobind Sahib, they turn to Jahangir and say, what do you ask him? Jahangir speaks to the soul and says, who are you? And that ji, that soul, comes to rest upon the branch of a tree, taking the form of a human being. And he says to Jahangir, he says, actually, I was the brother of your father. Probably he was a younger brother, because Jahangir's father was the Emperor of India. And if it had been his father's elder brother, perhaps they would have taken the throne. And he says, I am actually your father's brother. Beg, his name was. And he said, a time was such when the emperor, your father, Akbar, was going to visit Guru Amar Das Ji, the third form of Guru Nanak. And I had so much ego in me, being the brother of the person who sat on the throne, that I would continually slander the house of Guru Amar Das Ji, and continually slander my brother for going to pay respects to the true king. I would say, you're the king of this land. Why are you going to pay respects to some Baba, we should say, or some person who is beneath you? Unbeknownst to this person, to the Chacha, if you like, of Jahangir, Akbar had a better foresight, and Akbar was going to pay respects to Sacha Sahib, the true leader, the true king, the master of all this land. And all of this evening, as it passes, Beg, who is slandering the house of Guru Amar Das Ji, we call this in India. In India, has to speak behind someone's back in a negative way. Jugliya in India. And Guru Sahib says, this is one of the very worst things we should do. We should really take a lesson from this. Guru Sahib says, Sandhi Ninda Narka, Bahur Bahuratar. That person that slanders the saints, that they will have to come back and suffer being born again and again and again. So we should really be careful when Guru Sahib speaks about in India, about slander is one of the very worst things we can do. And hopefully we'll have a chance to discuss that at a different time. So the Chacha of Jahangir says, that night, all of the time while we were at Goindwal Sahib, in the company, in that place where Guru Amar Das Ji was, I was speaking ill of the Guru's house. I was slandering the Guru's house. And I was telling everybody my views, making them plain and clear to all. And when the night came, I ate some meat, I ate this meat that had not been cooked properly, and during the course of the night I developed some severe cramps and I passed away. And so because I was slandering the saints, because I was slandering Akbar, that person who was showing respect, a devotee to the saints, and because I'd eaten this meat that had not been properly cooked, I passed away in such pain. But my only saving grace was that as I was passing away, I thought of Satyabhatya, I thought of Satyasai, the true king, Guru Amar Das Ji. In that moment we can say perhaps that he repented, that he asked for forgiveness. And so because I'd slandered and because I'd eaten this meat which was not cooked and I had to suffer this way, I had to come back and be born again. But because in my last moments I was thinking of Guru Amar Das Ji, I was blessed to come in the form of a lion whose path would cross with Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. You are very lucky to be in the company of the sixth form of Guru Nanak, just as I was lucky to be blessed by the third form of Guru Nanak. You are sitting before the King of all Kings, or as we can say, Satya Sahib. Jahangir was very impressed and he started to develop prayer, he started to develop love for Guru Har Gobind Sahib. We can call Guru Har Gobind Sahib Satya Sahib because who are they? Gave ko ji lehe fir de. An example from the Panki last week. How can we sing the praises of that one, ji, who can take the souls, lehe fir de, and give them that new home where they're going to go? And this is an example of that Panki which we spoke about just last week. Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji had the adulation of Jahangir, who was getting to understand why they were referred to as Satya Sahib. They asked Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji to accompany them as they're going on travels to a place called Agra. And again, Guru Har Gobind Sahib, they had their own plans as to why they were going to go there where they were going to go. And they accede again to the request of Guru Har Gobind Sahib and they find their way to Agra. When they get to Agra, the Sikhs are excited because Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji is coming. That one who has nishan that flies very high in the sky, who under the banner of that nishan, they give love and compassion to all. And this was no exception, Sahib Sangaji. As soon as Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, they get to Agra, they start to make kheer, sweet rice pudding. That wonderful sweet dish that is going to fill the hearts and the stomachs, if you like, of all of the Sadhsangas with that sweet love. And Guru Har Gobind Sahib starts vartaing kheer to all of the Sangat, and the Sangat come to see Guru Har Gobind Sahib, and they fall at the feet of Guru Sahib and say, Satya Bhatshah, we've been waiting so long for you to come. Jahangir is looking on. They're like, yo, I'm the emperor. Everyone's calling this person, they call this being Satya Bhatshah. But why don't they ever call me Satya Bhatshah? Guru Har Gobind Sahib is thinking this. Why are they calling him the true king, Satya Bhatshah, Satya Sahib, the true master? And Jahangir has this thought in their mind. And Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, the inner knower of all hearts, the searcher of all of our desires, the one that could answer all of our questions, just as they continually always do, they're going to answer Jahangir's question. There was nearby a grass cutter, and they would earn their keep through labour in the gardens of people, a very, very honest, but very, very menial, hard, labour-intensive task. They were very poor, because their job could be done by any, and so they couldn't command a great deal of coin. And in this way, he saves up his coins so that one day he can travel to go and see Guru Har Gobind Sahib. It wasn't like today, where you could just Google someone and get a picture or FaceTime them to see a picture. So this grass cutter, this humble Gursikh, had saved up his coins and made the journey now to come and see Guru Har Gobind Sahib. They come to see Guru Har Gobind Sahib, and again Guru Har Gobind Sahib is hunting. They're out hunting with Jahangir. And they've come to rest deep in the jungle. And Jahangir is resting underneath a tree with their encampment. And Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, a little further down into the forest, they've got their encampment. And the grass cutter stumbles upon what looks like a royal standard, a royal flag, or a royal place of encampment, which is in fact Jahangir's. But he's been told that Satya Bhatshah is nearby. So seeing the royal standard, seeing the royal encampment, he's thinking that this actually must be my Guru Har Gobind Sahib, my beloved. Let's go and see if we can have darshan. And they beckon forth, unknowingly, they go into the wrong camp. They're in the camp of the emperor, Jahangir. And they say, excuse me to the guards, I've come from far. I've come to see that Badshah, that Satya Badshah. Jahangir, hearing this, they beckon their guards to let him through. And he comes before the emperor, and his savings that he saved, his humble coins that he saved up, he places two coins. Different historical accounts, some say it was two silver coins, others say it's one taka, which is another gold coin. And they place it before Guru, before the emperor. And he bows very low. He also places, so beautiful was his love for the Guru, so simple was his love, that he says, I'm grass cutter, what else can I give you? And he gives some of his grass, he puts it before the feet of the emperor. That is love, isn't it, Sahasrarji? There's no ego in what he's doing. He's thinking, I'm a grass cutter, I've got grass. So he makes the offering, Gandhi Gurdjieff Siddhi, they describe it so beautifully in, the, in our Itihas, our history. They put the grass before the feet of the emperor, thinking it is the true emperor's feet. And the emperor, pleased with the obeisance, the devotion shown from this person, he is thinking that this is just a loyal subject, someone who's loyal to the throne of the Mughal emperor, of the emperor, of the Mughal empire. He says, ask of me what you will, and I'll give you anything that you like. And the humble Guraska, he puts his hands together and he says, Hey Satya Pasha, O true king, please bless me that you can save me in this life, you can give me sukh in this life, but also you can give me sukh, you can give me happiness in the life after. And the emperor, well, I wasn't there, but you can imagine he leans forward and he's probably like, you are, I'll give you anything. I'll give you riches, I can give you land, I can make you a king of a small province of this land. Ask of me worldly ways, and in this way, there is no end to my wealth. Satya Pacha, bas, mano ek cheez chahiye, bas mano mukti chahiye. I just want your blessing, Maharaj. Give me that blessing that I can become one with God. And the emperor tries to converse, he tries to agitate a conversation, maybe manipulate the situation, but having put forward an open slate to ask for whatever you will, he finds me now stuck, self-stuck. And eventually he says, look, I can't give that which you asked for. And in that moment, Sahasrarji, what did that blessed Gurmukh, what did that good Sikh of the sixth Guru realize? They realized that this isn't no Satya Pacha. And he picks up his coin, he says, you are no Satya Pacha, you might be Pacha, you might be a land of this, you might be a king of this world, whose kingdom will come to pass. Just like the kings before you and those that will follow you. But you're not Satya Pacha because you will not remain. You will not remain forever, just like my Guru. Just like Guru Har Gobind Sahib remains with us just now. And they will always and evermore be true, and we will always and evermore be granted, with their mercy, a place in their feet when we come into the house of Guru Nanak. He says, you're not my Satya Pacha, you're only a worldly king. I'm looking for that one who can take care of me, who can give me blessings in this world, and can save me in the world hereafter. And at this point, Jahangir, he's like, okay, I think I know where I'm going. I think I know where you need to go. And so he takes that blessed Sikh into the company of Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. And he places his coins beneath the feet of by the feet of Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. And he says to Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, Satya Pacha, I've come long and far, I'm very tired. Please bless me that you can save me in this world, that you can save me in the world hereafter. Satya Pacha, Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, no hesitation, no regrets, no questions, no queries, because that's what they're here to do. That's their remit, that's their mandate. Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji is only here to save our souls. Everything else is immaterial, quite literally immaterial. Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, they give them the blessings and they give them that mukti. The emperor, the way it's described in our history is so sweet. The emperor turns to Guru Har Gobind Sahib, with whom he is now well acquainted, and he says, Guru Har Gobind Sahib, you gave him mukti? You gave him the most valuable treasures for two silver coins? Is that how cheap mukti is? And Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, they smile. They say, I didn't give him mukti for what he gave. I gave him mukti for what he refused to become entangled with in your encounter. I gave him the most highest treasure, not for what he gave me, but what he was refused to be tempted by in your tent. Because he was completely detached from this world. He had understood that that even one hair, even one thought in our mind, as we learned in that second week, going back what seems like an age ago, that nothing is going to go with us, says Guru Nanak. He says, stop collecting all of this knowledge, all of this worldly knowledge, all of this tiara. Even one thought, not even the hairs on our body, not even the cars that we have in our drive, not even the money in your ISA, none of it's going to go with you. The only thing that's going to go with you is the asisa of Guru Sahib. Which is why, as we are partaking in this katha, this vichar, you continually see the Sangha coming from far to walk in between all of you, to bow before the Guru and place their head. And we don't live united, because this is that house of Guru Nanak, where the mandate is to save souls, to merge us with that one.
Hanji Sajnaye.
So the second part is one, the Sid say to Guru Nanak, the second question, they say, Acha, I understand that your king is one which is not like any other king. I understand Guru Nanak, I understand Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, that your king is not a king of this world, but a king to reign over all other kings. Or we can say Shah Shah Shah, the king of all of these worldly kings, all of these beings. But what is the way to get to him then? Because the Sids, they were masters of yoga. They thought through yogic practices that you could merge with God. The Sids were thinking that through standing on one leg, or through being monies, as we learned about in our second week, through being quiet, or through keeping their bodies hygienically clean. Remember the four false ways that Guru Nanak spoke of? That through keeping chuktadan, by keeping their mouths quiet, or through keeping their bodies clean, or yogic practices, or as we just learned, collecting knowledge, that in these ways that they would be able to find God. So they said to Guru Nanak, what is the tariqa, what is the way, what is the practice that we should undertake? And Guru Nanak again, so perfectly, what do they say? They say, Sajnai. The way to realize Satcha Sahib, the way to become one with that Satcha Sahib that we have all just learnt about and deliberated upon, is Sajnai, to call upon their name. That is why we do Simran. Since we've been very young, maybe your nani, your bibi's brought you to God, I don't say Satnamka, Wahiguru God. And we've been told over and over again to just do Simran, to repeat Wahiguru's name. But oftentimes we're not told why. And for me, the honey, if you like, the sweetness is in the why, understanding why we should be doing these things. Guru Nanak is telling us all that the way to become one with God is to call His name. In this dark age of Kaljuk, where there's so much darkness around us, there's so much fear and anxiety and so much uncertainty about which way to go, there is one thing that we should not be indecisive about. There is one thing we should have full conviction and faith about. And that is through calling the name of Waheguru, you can merge with Waheguru. There is one thing that we should have fully imbued upon our mind, that through repetition of this now, we should understand that this is the sole reason and the sole way that we can merge with God. And that is to call His name. Guru Nanak is saying, Satcha Sahib, the way to Him, Sajnai, is through His name, through calling His name. We're all going to just repeat that blessed mantra 5 times together. Everybody just straightens up your back super straight. Let's put a deep smile on our face. We're also very lucky to be here. We all think we chose it. I'll say it time and time again. With the blessings of Guru Nanak, we've been brought here today. So let's put a deep smile on our face and let's say this blessed Guru mantra 5 times together. In Sangha group, that we can take the laha of being in the Sangha, the blessings of being in the Sangha, and being the feet of Guru Nanak. Sare Akusata Nam Sri Waheguru
Waheguru Waheguru Waheguru Waheguru
Satcha Sahib, the way to realize that one true Lord, to merge with them, to feel their love, that vibration, is through meditating upon their name, Sajnai. to call their name. The Sidhs, not to be undone, ever inquisitive, approaching it so mathematically, so surgically, they pose their third question. They say, okay, we understand the value of Simran, that through meditating upon the name, we can merge with God. Satyanai will take us to Satyasaya. The Sidhs ask the question next. They say, what language is that name written in? Because the Sidhs, they were very educated, as we know from that second week, that they collected lots of knowledge, and they had Hindi, Urdu, Farsi, Persian, Brij Bhasha, all of the languages of the common people of the time, and even some more Mengi languages, difficult languages to take. But they had a monopoly of the languages, just like when we were at school, we learned about the Egypts, the scribes in Egypt, and how they would have a master over the people because their education was higher. So they said to Guru Nanak, perhaps a rhetorical question, hoping that Guru Nanak is going to reply to the question, which language is the name written in? Hopefully they'll reply with Arabic or Hindi or Urdu, and they'll go and say, yo, we've got a guy. We can monopolize this language that we speak of that will take us to God. They ask Guru Nanak, which language does God speak? And Guru Nanak Dev Ji replies, Anji,
Bhakya Pao Apare.
Guru Nanak Dev Ji replies, they say the language, Bhakya, the language that God speaks, you've got it all wrong. It's not Hindi or Urdu or Farsi or Persian. The language that God speaks, Bhakya, is a language of Pao, the language of love, that transcends all languages that are made from this world. Guru Nanak Dev Ji is saying to us that it is through love, through speaking the language of love, that we can call out that name. And through calling out that name in the language of love, we can become one without Satya Sahib. Bhakya Pao Abad. The language that we should speak is the language of love. But when we say love, what kind of love are we talking about? Because we can look around the world and we can see many examples of love. A mother loves her child. You can say that the lotus flower, the kamal, loves the sun, always growing upwards, yearning for the sun. You can say that the fish is completely in love with the water, can't live without it. But these are all examples of love where there's a dukkha, where there's duality, there's two. Even in the example of what we might consider in the worldly sense as a pure love, the mother's love, there's duality because there's two there. There's a mother and then there's a son or a daughter. In the example of the fish in the water, the example of two is plainly apparent. But Guru Nanak is saying that the way to love God is when there's no duality, when there's no me left, when there's just the one. And that love is not as easy as it might sound to have. To have prem bhakti, to have love for God, to have worshipful love for God, where there's no duality, where all of you doesn't exist, is okitija. It's a very difficult thing. Akha okha satana. Guru Nanak is saying that to call their name is not the easiest of things. It's a very difficult thing to do. So how do we go about conjuring or bringing about a state of love within ourselves so that we may call the name of God with love, that we may merge with that Satya Sahib? Guru Nanak is saying that the way to do that is through love of the Shabad. Because the Shabad is God. We know that Guru Nanak, when they were asked, who is your Guru? That you are our Guru, but who is your Guru, Guru Mahatma? Who is your Guru, Guru Nanak? That Guru Nanak said, Vani Guru, Guru Hai Vani. That my Guru is actually the word, the Shabad. And the way that we can develop love for God is if we attach ourselves not for love of another, but for love for the Shabad. Because the Shabad will take us back from whence it has come. If we attach ourselves to the Shabad has come from God. The Shabad is God, and it will return to God. And through attaching ourselves to that Shabad, through listening to the Shabad, through memorizing the Shabad, through doing the katha, the vichar, and speaking about it as brothers and sisters, that we can imbue the Shabad in our minds and have it as part of our daily conversations, That the next step that is starts informing our actions. And in this way we can develop love for the Shabad. And in this way we can attach ourselves to the feet of Guru Nanak. Then we have truly love in our hearts. You see, there's many examples of this, but one particular example that really stands out to me is when Guru Nanak, they're going on their travels, they're going on their udasis, and they're in the company of Bhai Mardana. Bhai Mardana, that Brahm Gyani, they spent 50 years in the company of Guru Nanak. And sometimes they're described as someone who's a complainer, but we've got it all wrong. Bhai Mardana wasn't a complainer, they were just there playing their part. They were setting out a path, they were setting out questions, just that we may learn from those questions, just like the Sidhs, when they were asking their questions. And Bhai Mardana, they're spending 50 years with Guru Nanak on the road, travelling from one place to another, walking about 30,000 kilometres across the earth, saving the earth. And Bhai Mardana turns to Guru Nanak, and if you want, in a loving sort of way, said, "I've had it, I'm done. You don't do anything like everybody else. When it's time to sleep, you're awake. When there's a function like a wedding, you're somewhere else. The tariqah, the way that you follow, is like none of the others. When it's time to eat, there's no food around. And you find yourself not in cities, but we're walking in deep, deep jungle. What is it with you, man? I've had it. I no longer share the love for this mission. This sangha, this universal truth, even this, I now break myself from this. I want to go home. I'm going back to Punjab." Obviously, they had love for the tandoor. And they wanted to go and experience that Punjabi, that cuisine. And Guru Nanak says to Bhai Mardana, "Don't go, stay. I want you to stay with me some more." And Bhai Bala, that young friend of Guru Nanak, they would often accompany Guru Nanak and Bhai Mardana. Bhai Bala says to Guru Nanak, "Let him go. He's had enough, man. He's done. He's finished with the camp. Let him just go home." And Guru Nanak says, "No, I can't let him go. He is my chef. He is the one that cooks me my food." And Bhai Bala is looking at it getting confused. He goes, "We haven't eaten for days. We've been on this path, but deep in the jungle, I ain't seen anybody eat. What are you talking about?" And Guru Nanak says, "There's two reasons why I can't let him go. The first is, it's in my nature. My nature, Guru Nanak, their nature is to take your arm. That if you show love for Guru Nanak, that they will take you by the arm, and they won't ever let you go. That they have deep love for you, and the Guru will take care of you, they will never let you go. That if you fall in the feet of Guru Nanak, they will always have your back." Last week, we did Vijar together, we spoke about Guru Mere Sang Sada Hai Nale. That the Guru is always with us. That we should never think that we are in dark times, for it is only when we think that we are on our own, that Guru Sahib has let us go, that we feel that pain. But when we know that Guru Sahib has got our back, we can face any obstacle. Just like in our history, we have faced many, many obstacles, as the few against many, to always be victorious in the face of tyranny. Guru Nanak is using that example now. They're saying to Bhai Mardana, they're saying to Bhai Bala, that it's my nature that if I take your arm, I ain't going to let you go. And I'm going to carry him across this jungle, I'm going to carry him across this terrifying world ocean, in this life and the next. That's the first reason why. But the second reason why, I mentioned to you that Bhai Mardana is my chef. Every morning and every evening, twice a day, he pulls out his rabab and he cooks my food for me. My food is the Shabad. He would strike the rabab and beautiful kirtan would come into the air, and this is what I live off. This is my khuraak. This is my food. Guru Nanak is teaching us, Gobind Bhav Bhagat Na Pukha. Guru Nanak Guruji is teaching us that the only thing that God is hungry for. Have you ever heard such a phrase? To ask, what is it that God is hungry for? What is it that Guru Nanak, the form of God on this earth, is hungry for? Guru Nanak is saying, Gobind Bhav Bhagat Na Pukha. That Guru Nanak is hungry only for one thing, and that is the love of the Gurmukhs. All they want is the love of the Gurmukhs. And how is that love personified? How do we have that love acted out? It is through doing kirtan. It is through joining yourself with that Shabad. Becoming one, vibrating upon that Shabad. Gobind Bhav Bhagat Na Pukha. Guru Nanak is saying to us that the food that he is hungry for isn't cuisine like Bhai Mardana. Isn't a Punjabi rasoi in the usual sense. The chef that Bhai Mardana is cooking up Shabad every single day. And the Sabi Guru Nanak Dev Ji from that above. And so the teaching for us is that we need to learn Siddhi Japji Sadha Path. We need to learn that Siddhi Japji Sadha Path, which is our food. It's the food that will fill up that hunger pain of anxiety that we suffer. That food that will fill up the pains of low self-esteem, of feelings of guilt, of unworthiness. Those feelings that we often feel when we look around and we think, I'm not worthy to be here. Maybe we are, maybe we're not. It's for Guru to decide, but Guru Sahib has given us a wonderful gift. And imagine Guru Sahib gives you a gift, and all you have to do is unwrap it and install it in your heart with love, and we're choosing to look everywhere else. We're not looking to unwrap that gift. The gift, my brothers and sisters, is the gift that Guru Nanak brought the earth, giving to all of us, giving to all of those people they encountered, and different adventures, which was then brought together, and now it takes the form of Japji Sahib. We can recite Japji Sahib with love. How can we recite Japji Sahib with love when we take the time to educate ourselves about the Katha of Japji Sahib? When we start listening to the Katha, that we can understand what Siddhi Japji Sahib means. And when we reflect upon that Shabbat, that we can say, yo, I know what that means. I've heard what these beautiful meanings are. And then the Shabbat will start to blossom forth in our hearts. Like a root, like a seed that is being watered. The seed is the Vani, the water, if you like, is the understanding of what it is. And when it starts to flower forth within you, then you will find yourself full of love. Guru Nanak is saying to the Govinda, that the only thing that Guru Nanak craves is that we have love for him, that we have love for the Shabbat. So a great Guru Mukhav, who I've learned so much from Gyani Sukhraj Singh from Leeds, they said something that I thought was really simple and a really effective way that we can show our devotion to the Guru. They said that we should learn Japji Sahib, that we should listen to it, that we should understand how to pronounce it, that we should approach Japji Sahib in every way that we can. We should listen to it, we should sing it. That we should, if we're already doing Japji Sahib every day, that we should learn it off by heart. That if we have learned it off by heart, that we should increase the number of Japji Sahibs that we recite every single day. Like by Mehra, that thief that we learnt about in that third week, who would go in the fire and he would come out unscathed because he'd taken on the hukum of Guru Angad Dev Ji. He would go on to recite, I think, 21 Japji Sahibs a day. And in this way, they're showing us the way. They're showing us that path. So Guru Nanak is saying to us on reflection, when we look at this Pankti in the whole, Sacha Sahib Sajnai Pakya Pao Apar, that to realize the true Lord, Sacha Sahib, the way to do that, the Dukati, the method, is to meditate, to vibrate upon the name of God, which is Sajnai. That name of God which was given to us by Guru Nanak, the Guru Mantra, which is Waheguru. Guru Nanak is saying, the Sikhs are asking Guru Nanak, what language is that name written in? Guru Nanak is saying, Pakya, the language, Pao, is a language of Prem, the language of love. That if you have love in your heart, that only in this way. There's no other method. You can't stand on one leg, hang yourself upside down, do yoga in a certain way. Without love in your heart, then you will never be able to speak this name truly and realize that Sacha Sahib. Guru Gobind Singh Ji, the 10th form of Guru Nanak, if there was any doubt, they put it so very beautifully. They say, Sach kahon, sun leo sube, jin prem kiyo, tin hi prab bhayo. Sach kahon, Guru Gobind Singh Ji is saying, I speak the truth, sun leo sube. Everybody listen to what these words I have to say. Sach kahon, sun leo sube, jin prem kiyo, only those that have love in their heart. Only those that practice love, then he prapayo. Those people will go on to realize Waheguru Paramatma. And if you look back in our history of all of these examples, can there be any doubt when we speak of that Jinda Shaheed? When we speak of any of those Gurmukhs that have become one with God, isn't the first thought that you have is how much love did they have for Guru Sahib? How much were their actions always thinking about Guru Sahib? Always facing Guru Sahib? And in this way, if we start practicing the Shabbat, if we start learning Japji Sahib, we start reciting it every day, we increase the number of Japji Sahibs that we do, we start increasing our understanding of what the Shabbat means. In this way, we will dual ourselves, we will attach ourselves to a love where there is no duality. There is no fish and water. There is no mother and child. There is just the one. Or we can say, Ik Oongkar. There is just the one, the root of all things. There is many ways that you could look at this bhakti. Another way that we can look at this bhakti that Maharaj has given us is Satya Sahib Satnai Bhakya Pau Apar. That if you speak Bhakya, if you speak with love, Pau, that in this way you will merge with God. So Guru Nanak, Guru Sahib speaks to us that we should speak very respectfully, we should speak humbly, we should speak kindly to one another. And Guru Sahib says with Bhakya, if we speak with love, we speak with humility and love, Bhakya Pau, in this way, we will become one with Apar. Apar meaning that one which is limitless, that one who is infinite and unlimited. Just a few points that you might want to reflect upon, because sometimes we wake up and we think, I haven't got 12 minutes. We know it's 12 minutes on the YouTube. Everyone started in Japji Sahib and the prompts are fast. You know you've all done it. Japji Sahib, there's Japji Sahib, there's Siri Japji Sahib, and then there's Japji Sahib fast. And everybody clicks Japji Sahib fast. Because they want to sort of get it out of the way. But this isn't the way of love. Sant Janaya Singh Ji calls up Prindra Wale. They would do 101 Japji Sahibs a day on top of the internet. I've heard that when they went with the Singhs, they went to Hajur Sahib, Sachkhand, Sri Hajur Sahib, they were doing 150 Japji Sahibs a day. So let's take a moment to reflect about those 12 minutes that sometimes we struggle to find in between brushing our teeth and running out of the door. Huh? Let's take some time. Let's start developing a bit of love. Love means sacrifice. It means we've got to give up a bit of our time. It means we're going to try and sit down and say, yo, this time is for you, Guru Sahib. I can tell you one thing. Denda de lende thak pai, juga jugantar khahi khan. That the gift is not you giving your time to Guru Sahib. The gift is that you got to sit down and do Japji Sahib. And when you start to realize this, or you start to understand that actually we're not doing Japji Sahib, it's a gift, it's a blessing. We've had a chance to do it. Everything changes. The way that we look at it, the perception changes it. The action is the same. The recitation of the Bani is the same. But when we start realizing that actually, yo, I didn't sit down and do Japji Sahib, but Guru Sahib de Kirpalanal, Appa Baike, Guru Sahib let us have a chance to take those words upon our lips, to clean us, to allow us to remove that dirt that stands between us and Guru Sahib, then we finish Japji Sahib with a thank you. And I humbly urge all of us to do that. That when we have a chance to pick up a Gurkha Sahib and recite Japji Sahib, when we finish it, rather than looking at the clock, how far am I behind? I've just spent 12 minutes doing Japji Sahib. Let's take a moment to just sit down and go, yo, Guru Sahib, thanks. Just on that point, when I just finished with one person, I was speaking to a good monk once, Gyani Sukha Singh, and I asked him a question about doing Simran. I said to him, what's the method that we should use to try and do Simran? Expecting him to tell me you should sit down, recite this way. And he said something to me that I don't think I'll ever forget. He said, yo, if you get a chance to sit down and do Simran, just say thank you. If you get a chance to sit down and your mind stops running around, and you're given the opportunity to sit down and call Satnai, just say thank you and take it. Don't let yourself get bogged down with other questions. Har aradhana janare, har har gurgur kartare. To just sit down and do it. So Muhammad Bainti to the Sahib Sandip, that we're here to learn the sweet history. And the history of Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, Satya Sahib, Satya Pacha is sweet unto our ears. And we hear the stories and we take that wonderful sweetness. But the real sweetness is in the Bani. If we can enshrine the Bani in our heart, if we can start speaking the language of love, Bhakya Pao, that we can then have a chance to call that name Satnai, Satnai. That we can then merge with Satya Sahib, that there's a sweetness beyond any other. So let's take this opportunity to make a commitment that we're going to start reciting Japji Sahib every single day. And if you're thinking, aha, I've already got that one. that we're going to increase the number of japji subs. You're like, uh-oh, wasn't expecting that. We're going to start increasing the number of japji subs that we do. That one day we may be blessed, one day we may be blessed by Guru Sahib, that the city japji Sahib forms part of each and every breath that we take. There are great Gurmukhs that are walking around and they're just continually reciting upon the name. Gurmukh Rom Rom Harti Aga, that each and every pore of their body is reciting upon that name. Let me ask you a question. You think they ever feel down? You think they ever feel the anxieties or the negativities that we feel? We walk into prep, they haven't got our mushroom sandwich. Like, yo, where's my sandwich? We get down by the simplest of things. Because we're not attached to the Shabbat. And whilst we're not attached to the Shabbat, we're attached to everything else. And there's duality there. Let's stop being a fish in the water, and let's be a fish that has merged the water. Merged that ocean of love that is always around us. If we only had the eyes to see. And the eyes are given to us through merging the city, Japji Sadhapath. So one more time, Bhat, Jorge, Ben, Isa, Sanaji, that we take the opportunity not just to hear the Sakya, which is so sweet unto our ears, that we make a commitment today to recite Siddhi Japji Sadhapath, to memorize Japji Sadhapath, to own it, to enshrine it in our hearts, to become one with it, that one day it's all that we ever need. That will be the currency which we cash in for our happiness. Because it's all there. Go bring the Baal, Bhagata, Bukha. That the only thing God wants is our devotional worship, and the language of love can be found in Siddhi Japji Sadhapath. We're going to recite the Guru Mantra five more times. We can recite the Guru Mantra five more times. Then my brother, my elder brother, is going to recite the final Bhakti. Before we do that, next week we're going to talk about, we're going to be blessed to come together and learn about the next questions that the Sids are going to post to Guru Nanak. And they're saying to Guru Nanak, yo, I understand what you're saying. Satya Sahib, Satyanai, Bhakya Bhavapar. Perhaps like you now, perhaps like all of us now, we won't hear that bhakti in any other way. We'll hear it anew. Next time we hear it, we'll be like, I know what that means. That's really amazing. I know now why we do simran. I now know the language that we need to speak isn't Punjabi. The language we need to speak is a language of love. And the Sids now are imbued with that love. They're starting to fall in love with Guru Nanak. They're starting to fall in love with that truth of Guru Nanak. And next week they ask Guru Nanak questions. They say, okay, but can you speak to us more about the gifts that Waheguru gives us? If we should ever find ourselves lucky to be in Waheguru's Darbar, what gifts should we look to give to Waheguru? What should we speak from our mouths? What words should we speak to gain the love of God? What should we speak to get God's love? And next week we will hear the answers as a cliffhanger for you. It's like a Netflix series, but you can't just press play and then go to the next episode. No. Next week we'll hear the further questions that were posed by the Sids. Before we finish up, we're going to recite the Guru Mantra five times. And we ask you that you give us your blessings and you give us your forgiveness. We've spoken about Guru Har Gobind Sahib. Nobody can properly speak or do the katha of Guru Har Gobind Sahib. Kya ho kathi kathe akath dekha mein kathna kathna jaa. Nobody could properly sing the praises of Satya Pacha, that one who gave mukti to that lion, that one that gave mukti to the grass cutter. So, but I can ask you something, Satsangaji. You are the Satsangaji that you give us your sisa, you give us your blessings, that one day possibly we might be able to sing Waheguru's praises, we might be able to sing the Guru's praises to their satisfaction. So we're going to ask you for your blessings, which is Deho Sajana Sisriya Jo Hove Sahib Sio Mela. We're going to recite the Guru Mantra five times. And then we're going to recite the last part of the beat.
Wahe Guru. Nadri Mokh Dwar Nanak E. ਜਾਣਿਆ ਸਭ ਆਪੇ ਸਚਿਆਰੇ। ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ।